Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to conquer life's little and sometimes big curveballs. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, we've all been thrown a few curveballs lately, right? Between the constant news cycle, the pressures of work and life, it can feel like we're just trying to stay afloat. But that's where resilience comes in. It's not about being superhuman or never feeling down, it's about bouncing back stronger after every bump in the road. Think of it as your inner superhero cape always there, ready to deploy when life throws a punch. Today, we're diving deep into building that resilience muscle. You know that feeling when you hit a wall and just want to throw in the towel? We've all been there. But the key is to shift that mindset, to see challenges as opportunities for growth, not as reasons to quit. It's about learning to embrace those uncomfortable moments because they are often where the real magic happens. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways you can actually use. First up, accept what you can't control. Look, life is full of unexpected twists and turns. We can't always predict the weather, win every game, or get that dream job on our first try. Stoics called this dichotomy of control. It's about recognizing what's within your power, your thoughts, actions, and reactions, and letting go of what isn't. Trying to control everything is like trying to hold back the tide, it just drains you. Second, focus on your values. What truly matters to you? Is it family, creativity, helping others? When things get tough, knowing your core values acts as a compass, guiding your decisions and keeping you grounded. It's like having an internal GPS system that helps you stay true to yourself, even when the road gets bumpy. Third, practice gratitude. Ever noticed how simple thank you can shift your entire mood? Gratitude is a powerful tool for building resilience because it helps us focus on the good things in our lives, no matter how small. It's about appreciating the little wins and finding joy in everyday moments. Think of it as your inner sunshine always looking for the light, even on cloudy days. Fourth, cultivate mental toughness. This isn't about being hard-nosed or emotionless, it's about developing the ability to bounce back from setbacks, learn from mistakes, and keep moving forward. Picture a rubber band when stretched, it can snap back into shape. That's what we want our minds to be like. And finally, build strong connections. Humans are social creatures, and having a supportive network of friends, family, or even mentors can make a world of difference. These people provide encouragement, perspective, and a listening ear when you need it most. They're your cheerleaders, your sounding boards, and sometimes, just the reminder that you're not alone in this journey. Now let me tell you about my friend Sarah. Sarah is an amazing woman, running her own business, juggling family life, and tackling marathon training all at the same time. Sounds pretty incredible, right? But then, she hit a wall, her company faced some tough challenges, and for a while, it felt like everything was crumbling around her. Ever feel like that? Sarah could have easily thrown in the towel, but instead, she did something amazing. She leaned into those values I talked about. She focused on what she could control, reminded herself of why her business mattered, practiced gratitude for the support system around her, and cultivated a mental toughness that surprised even herself. She didn't just bounce back, she came out stronger, more determined than ever. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that resilience isn't about avoiding hardship, it's about how we choose to navigate it. It's about picking ourselves up, dusting ourselves off, and using those challenges as fuel to grow. Remember folks, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It's a daily practice of showing up for yourself, even when things are tough. So today, I challenge you to identify one small step you can take towards cultivating your own inner fortitude. Maybe it's practicing gratitude, reaching out to a loved one, or simply committing to one positive affirmation each day. Every little bit counts. And remember, you've got this. Keep pushing forward, keep growing, and keep showing up for yourself. Because when you build resilience, you build the ability to truly live a fulfilling and meaningful life. Join me tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom as we continue this journey together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.